Hey there, podcast family. T-Bone here to talk about the 3D Dentist Digital Implant Continuum. Are you ready to start placing dental implants, but feeling a bit hesitant and or overwhelmed? I know that feeling. I've been there. Let's change that together. Imagine not just learning about dental implants in a classroom, but actually performing surgeries on real patients right here in North Carolina, guided every step of the way by our expert 3D mentors. This is dental implant learning at its best, using techniques that are safe, predictable, and confidence-boosting. They're exactly what I use in my own practice, so you know they work. Our course goes beyond clinical skills. We prepare you to successfully integrate high-demand implant services into your practice, transforming your career by attracting new patients and elevating your practice. And it doesn't end with the course. Completing our program is just the beginning of a new journey. You'll be a part of a community of confident, skilled dentists with ongoing support to ensure lasting success and growth. After all, this is about mastering a skill that can transform your career, just like it did for me. So, are you ready to take your practice to the next level? Visit www.3d-dentist.com, check out our upcoming sessions, and join us to revolutionize your practice. 3D Dentist is truly committed to helping dentists take control of their practice, finances, and future. Now let's get back to this week's episode.
Look, at this point, you don't need to do surgery. Okay, you know how to do surgery. Okay, you need the scaling part. How do we develop the infrastructure? How do we do the phone skill training? How do we do all of this?
We've been misled to believe that dentistry, more specifically the dental business, has to be complicated. Dentistry can be simple, and dentistry should be simple.
Hey everybody, welcome to another week and another episode of the Dentistry Made Simple podcast. I'm your solo host, T-Bone, here this week. And this week, I want to share with you some things that have come to fruition in my own practice. Because here's why I want to share it with you. One, I want to brag on myself and our team a little bit. But more importantly, I want you to realize and really get you to understand that each week I don't come on here and talk about fluff and come from an ivory tower talking about theoretical stuff. I'm here every single week talking about the things that we are doing in our practice, the things that we've been doing in our practice for 24 years, the things that we're helping hundreds and thousands of other practices with, okay? And we know that it works. Now, it is not easy. Okay, I want to be very clear. Nothing worthwhile is ever easy. And anything that is too good to be true is probably too good to be true. I'm focused on sustainable ways to build a successful practice that will last a lifetime. That's what we're about. So, about a year ago, I started on this journey where I wanted to get myself to where I'm a quote-unquote specialist in my practice. And that was to the point where basically all I did was not just implant dentistry, but full arch implant dentistry. Now, I'm not 100% there because I still have a problem saying no to some things. And I'm still in a situation where there's certain types of procedures I've got to do to sustain our business. But I can safely say I've reached a point where 60 to 70% of my monthly revenue comes from full arch cases. And I am proud of that. Okay. And I want to share with you how we got there and how it relates to the basic things, the fundamental things that I've been talking about on this podcast year after year after year after year. Sometimes I have to remind myself I sound like a broken record, but that's okay. I believe in it so much that I keep saying it until you believe it or until you tell me to buzz off. Okay? So one of the things I've talked about either this year or late last year, recently, in the last 6 to 12 months, is the four critical keys to being successful as a dentist. Soft skills, clinical skills, your technology infrastructure, and your ability to attract patients. Those four things. Again, your soft skills, which is your case acceptance sales process and your leadership skills. your clinical skills, in other words, what you actually know how to do, so the products you can have on the shelf to provide your patients, your technology infrastructure, how you leverage technology to be able to deliver better, faster, and less expensive and more profitable care to your patients, and your ability to attract patients so you can actually do the type of dentistry that you've learned how to do. So using that as the foundation, I want to walk through how each of these things have been implemented and put into place to allow me to scale my full arch practice. Now, let's give it some context. I've been doing full arch dentistry. My first full arch case was 2011 or 2012, probably 2012. That was my first full arch implant case. Here we are almost 11 years later. And then for 10 of those 10 years, the first 10 years, I was averaging one case per month and I thought I was doing great. I was happy, it made sense, but I always wanted more. And it wasn't until I made a decision that this is what I wanted to do, and I reached a point in my life where I could take that risk, okay, that we made it happen. And I'm so proud of my team. I'm so proud of our partners that are helping us get in there. And frankly speaking, I'm proud of myself for sticking it through. It would have been so easy to go back to what I was doing because I was doing that. And it was easy. It was on cruise control. But I want more. I want better. And I'm not done. I want more and better now. Because not because I need or want more money, but because I keep wanting to prove to myself that I got more in me. That I'm not done. And that's what keeps me motivated, keeps my momentum going. I've got to stay in the game. How do I stay in the game? Okay. Now, let's talk about soft skills. And soft skills are important. I definitely have a strong foundation throughout my entire team of the patient sales process. But when it comes to full arch cases, you're not talking about a few thousand dollars. You're talking about dentistry that starts at $15,000, and in our office can go up to $60,000 for a single patient. So a person buying that is a very different customer. They're a very different patient. And you have to accept several things. One, most of them don't say yes on the spot. Most of them take 3 to 6 months to get around to it because there's a lot of moving parts in this. You're going to have to kiss a lot of toads or frogs. I think that's the saying. What is it, Caroline? Kiss a lot of frogs? You're going to have to kiss a lot of frogs to get some princes. Is that what you're after? Or princesses? I don't know. Look, English is my second language, okay? But you're going to have to kiss a lot of frogs to get the case. Our case acceptance rate is not even 5% on these cases. So we have to kiss a lot of frogs. And some lessons I've learned along the way in the soft skills is your phone skills, how quickly you get back to people, how quickly you get them into your practice, and having consistency in that process is of super critical importance. It does not work if you simply turn on a faucet and keep everything in your practice as is. Now, on the soft skills, a diagnosis is much easier in this case. We're selling essentially one or two products. So the diagnosis is pretty simple. The communication has certainly changed. We're having more patient-centric conversations, not procedure-centric conversations. We're having to understand where the patient's at in their life and how this fits into their life a little bit more. So that part's there. On the financial side of things, we're having to leverage third-party financing like never before. We're having to apply at multiple places for the same patient. We're having to combine financing options. We're having to leverage banks. We're having to leverage borrowing against home equity lines. We're having to leverage some people deciding to pull money out of their retirement. We're not convincing people to do any of these things. We're making these options available to them. We just hit our first six-figure month in third-party financing in August 2023. Let me repeat that. We just did over $100,000 in third-party financing in August of 2023. Financing is of critical importance. being comfortable with it, having the right partners, understanding you're going to have to do multiple things there. That's been important. And the scheduling. Man, we have had to work on the scheduling and we're still working on it to get it optimized. I'm learning more and more that we've got to divide and conquer on these cases. Like we're moving to set surgery days. We're moving to set lab days. We're moving to set delivery restorative days. So that way we can have a process that works and that's predictable. And that helps in the sales process. So we tell patients, this is what the day we start. This is the day we end. We've got the appointments laid out for you so that they know in advance. It's amazing how much insight this is giving me. And frankly speaking, it's reassuring to me that those same things that I've talked about from quadrant dentistry are the same things I just talked to you about full arch dentistry. It works. It absolutely works. On the clinical skill set, so we talked about the soft skills. That's the patient sales process. On the leadership side of the soft skills, my team has become three people. I have a phone person that works the leads. I have a treatment coordinator who gets patients to commit to treatment. And then I have my clinical team member who helps me do the dentistry and coordinates the lab and all of that to do the dentistry. At this point, I'm three team members plus me to run my part of the practice. That's where we're at. So my leadership as this part of the practice extends to three people. Now, of course, as the business owner, my leadership extends to the entire office, but as within my practice, it's three people. Now, so we've talked about soft skills, case acceptance process, and the leadership. Now let's talk about the clinical skills. So the clinical skills I kind of had. Okay, definitely, I was already doing cases. At this point, about a year ago, I'd probably done over 100 arches. So I was comfortable with the arches. But what I had to get better at was I had to get better at doing more difficult cases. Softer bone, less bone. Because when you're trying to scale and you're trying to do more, you can't be as picky. You're going to have to start pushing and getting a little uncomfortable. So I had to learn how to do more cases freehand. I had to, on the fly, learn how to deal with cases where the site, we took out the tooth and the bone was gone. Now that site's no good from the guide. I have to freehand. I have to learn those things, not from a money perspective, but from a saving the case perspective. I've had to learn how to do bilateral sinus lifts at the time of full arch surgery so that I have a fail safe in case I ever lose that tilted implant. Now I can get another implant in there in the sinus site for the future.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, podcast family. T-Bone here. Are you a dentist looking to elevate your practice and profits? Then pay close attention. Introducing the 3D Business Mastermind, the dental business coaching program designed for dentists who want to see real results. I've walked the path of practice ownership for nearly 25 years. I know your challenges. I felt your pain. This is your opportunity to overcome the chaos, the busyness, and the financial frustrations of owning a dental practice. Imagine a dental practice where your appointment book is highly productive, doing the dentistry you enjoy, your team is self-motivated, and your profits keep climbing. That's what the 3D Business Mastermind is all about. In this exclusive mastermind, you'll join a league of ambitious dentists driven to elevate their practices. You'll gain access to proven strategies, personalized coaching, and a community that understands your journey. So if you're ready to supercharge your dental practice and enjoy the success you deserve, visit www.3d-dentists.com and take the first step towards a brighter future in dentistry by filling out the 3D Business Mastermind application. Now, let's get to this week's episode.
You know, these are the clinical skill sets. So your clinical skill set, your learning never ends. Never ends. You know, because we've got to get better. Got to get better. Now, what have I done on the infrastructure side? So again, of the four critical components to success, soft skills, clinical skills, infrastructure, and patient attraction, we've talked about the soft skills, we've talked about the clinical skills. Now let's talk about something that's been important, our infrastructure. Why is infrastructure important? Anytime you want to scale, anytime you want to get bigger and better, you can't do it at the expense of profitability and at the expense of time. You've got to get leaner and when you do it. So let me give some perspective. So again, I was talking to you that I was doing one case a month for 10 years. And then in the last year, we've averaged 5 to 6 arches each month. For me, that's kind of where I want to be at, about 5 to 6 arches. In my next iteration, I'm moving to 8 arches a month as I get the scheduling, but I'm not willing to work more days. I want to be clear about that. You know, I've decided how many days I'm going to work, okay? And then I'm not going to work more days. Okay, so the next step is how do I scale this more efficiently to 8 arches per month? And right now we're at averaging 5. Let's say we're averaging 5 a month, okay? But I'm walking through how we went from 1 a month to 5 a month, okay? On the infrastructure side of things, and let me step back for a second, okay? Let me be self-serving here a little bit, okay? Look, if you've listened so far and you're like, hey, listen, this sounds amazing. I want more of this, because if you're still listening, you want more of this. Okay, I'm ready to build my full arch practice. You're gonna fall into one of two categories. And how can I and 3D Dentists help you? Remember, 3D Dentists is the sole sponsor of this podcast. Okay, that's why one of the reasons I do the podcast is so that we can help more people through our educational programs at 3D Dentist. So there's one of two things we can help you with. Let's say you're like, hey, I'm doing implants and I want to get started in full arch. I'm not comfortable or as comfortable I'd like to be in the foundational full arch surgeries. Then you want to attend our Full Arch Express live patient program. That's a week-long program. It's a Monday to Friday, 3 days didactic training, 2 days live patients. You'll get to do a fixed hybrid full arch case and you'll get to do an overdenture implant case on live patients provided for you. And we'll have 3 days of scientific and hands-on programs so that you're ready for the live surgery on Thursday and Friday. You show up, we stay at the retreat, we hang out as a family, we eat together, we learn together, we ask questions, we focus not just the clinical skills, we focus on the business skills, we focus on the implementation strategy, and we help make this a reality for your practice. That's our Full Arch Express. We have a program October 16th through the 20th of 2023. It's sold out. And then our next program is March 4th through the 8th, 2024. So if you're ready to get into full arch implant treatment, March 4th through the 8th, 2024, Full Arch Implant Express with 3D Dentists. Reach out to Meredith. She'll be happy to help you. Now, let's move to the infrastructure. Now, this is probably where we had to make the biggest investment and learning in our practice to get from 1 to 5 and the same things to go from 5 to 10. Okay. But in my case, 5 to 8. Okay. And that's in our infrastructure. First, one of the issues we were having in the beginning from going from 1 to more than 1 is that we were too expensive. In other words, I offered one product. I offered zirconia and that was it. So it was either you were going to spend 25 grand an arch or you were out. And we lost a lot of patients because of that. So we needed to have something that was at a more affordable with an upgrade path process for our patients. And that's when we went to PMMA long-term temporary teeth. And that allowed us to get to that $18,000 per arch ballpark. And it, you know, look, 18 versus 25 to me doesn't sound like it makes that big of a difference. But for a lot of patients, it is a major difference. They can scrape together $15,000 to $18,000 versus $25,000 to $30,000. It's a big difference. Okay. So when we were able to offer a long-term temporary option, we saw an immediate uptick in that. Now, to be able to do that, we had to leverage technology. One, I needed to be able to 3D print and or mill these long-term temps, and we're doing both right now. Okay. Each has distinct advantages, okay? And we needed a way to get these designed because I wasn't gonna do the design. If I'm doing surgery, I'm not gonna sit down and design these. So we had to develop and perfect the infrastructure to do that. And for us, that was working with our laboratory partner who's gonna do the digital design for us in an hour, okay? And then the ability to print and or mill these restorations so that patient left with teeth. That allowed us to get to that $15,000 to $18,000 per arch ballpark without the expense of the $4,000 or $5,000 zirconia arch to me as the dentist. It was a game changer for us. Now, when we started doing this, initially we were doing our traditional pickup, sending it to the lab and having the lab turn it around, but that was taking too much time and it was costing too many visits. Then we went to this thing called Grammetry, which is the OptiSplint. Okay, similar to InstaRisa or some different products that are out there, okay? We choose to work with the OptiSplint in our practice and here at 3D Dentists. They're not a sponsor, they should be, but they're not. Because that allowed us to take a digital impression that day and digitally send this to the lab and get a design back in an hour or two. Now, what's the challenge I'm facing now with the OptiSplint? It's a great product. But it's $300 to $400 per use, and if I'm doing five arches a month, I'm spending $2,000 a month just in OptiSplints. So now we're moving to photogrammetry in our practice. We're ready to graduate. Because photogrammetry, while it is expensive, it's a one-time cost, and I'm easily justifying that cost on a monthly basis. So we're ready to step into photogrammetry. That's the next thing we're looking at. I'm evaluating the different systems out there, and we're going to move to photogrammetry because our scale allows us to do that. So again, on the infrastructure side, we had to print, we have to mill, we have to be able to take these things digitally, and we're ready to, you know, we're doing that. That also means I've got to train my team members, or I, as the dentist, am going to sit here doing this crap at night, or in the evening, or in between patients. Or I'm going to have to do lab work, not doing surgeries. So I trained our team members to do it. I took my team member, in this case it's Masha, she really took this bull by the horn. We went to our own training, which is insightful to me that I took my team member to our own training and she came back and made it happen. It's amazing what happens when you take team members to trainings. They get motivated, they see the vision, they get the training, and they come back and they're ready to make it happen. So that's been unbelievably helpful for us. Now, what are we starting to do in the infrastructure? Now we're ready to start milling our own zirconia arches. So the next goal by the end of 2024 is my practice will start milling our own zirconia and characterizing our own zirconia. You know, because now when our patients are ready to upgrade, I want to be able to have options that are very profitable and very quick for our patients. That's the name of the game. Okay, we want to scale. So I want to go from 5 to 8 or 10 arches per month. That's the thing I think I need to be able to drive down costs, increase profitability, to make it so that, and I say this humbly, I want to make it that no one can compete with me in my local market. That we do unbelievable work at a very reasonable price, but that's more profitable than anybody else. So that's our infrastructure. Okay, so now for those of you who are like, hey, listen, I'm doing an arch a month. I've got, you know, I understand how to do this clinically, but now I'm ready to scale my practice. Where do I learn that, or how can I learn that? And that's our Scale Your Full Arch Implant Program. Look, at this point, you don't need to do surgery. Okay, you know how to do surgery. Okay, you need the scaling part. How do we develop the infrastructure? How do we do the phone skill training? How do we do all of this? And here's the beauty of this. We have a Scale Your Full Arch Implant Program here at 3D Dentist. It's run by me and Sully. Our practice is doing 5 arches per month. That's my goal. His practice is doing 10 to 15 arches per month because that's their goal, okay? And we are ready to peel back the curtain and let you see exactly how we do it. You're not gonna learn just from us. You're gonna learn from our team members as well exactly what they're doing. Our phone person, our consult people, our clinical team member. We're going to open it all up to you and share our best secrets of how we've gone from one arch a month to 5, 10, 15 arches a month. It's an amazing program for you and your team members. November 1st through the 3rd, 2023 in Nashville, we have seats available. And May 15th through the 17th, 2024 in Nashville as well. If you're serious about building a full arch practice and you got the clinical skill set, you're just looking for all the intangibles to make it happen, and you're ready to join a family that's going to support you, that's going to be there for you, that's going to help ensure your success, because we don't want transactional relationships. We don't want you to just show up to the class and leave. We want you to be a part of the family. We're there for you. We support you. We're available by text messages and phone calls. Then join the 3D Dentist family at our Scale Your Full Arch practice. It will not be a decision you regret. So of the four keys, soft skills, clinical skills, and infrastructure, we talked about those. Now let's talk about patient attraction. Here's the truth. These patients don't just walk into your practice, but every once in a while. Now, when you reach critical mass, you start getting referrals, but that's not going to be able to scale your practice. You're going to have to do patient attraction. You're going to have to start driving patients to your practice. So I want to talk to you about that. We hired a company that's doing patient attraction. We're spending, just to be very open about this, we're spending 10 grand a month on marketing. That averages $2,000 an arch. And that's not the best number, but that's a pretty darn good number. So if you're looking at this and you say, hey, I want to do 10 arches a month, I'm going to tell you, be ready to spend 20 grand a month in marketing. Okay, and if you're not ready to do 20 grand a month in marketing, you're not ready to do 10 arches a month. It's a simple mathematical formula. Maybe you can do it at 1,500 arch. Maybe it's 2,500 an arch for you. I don't know based on your competitive market, but what I'm telling you here in Raleigh, North Carolina, we've been averaging about $2,200 an arch. Okay, that's kind of where we're falling. So there's multiple companies out there you can work with. They're fantastic. We work with Progressive Marketing. Some of our masterminders work with Dental Implant Machine. Those are the two main companies that we have experience with, that we've worked with, we know deliver results. So reach out to them, see if your market's available, but know the facts. Now, they're going to do paid marketing for you. Now, you also need to do the unpaid marketing, the organic marketing. That's letting your community know this is the type of dentistry you do. That's through social media. That's through before and afters. That's through patient testimonials. You've got to do those things because those things amplify the effect of your paid marketing. You get social proof. You need both of those things. So look, if you're not ready to do those things, if you're not ready to get on camera a little bit, maybe you need to rethink this. If you're not, you know, I think it doesn't mean you have to do those things to be able to do this. I'm just looking at if you want to win, that's the stuff you're going to have to do to win. You're going to have to. Now, the other thing to keep in mind for this, you've got to, if you're going to get to the $5, $10, $15,000 plus in marketing spend, you're going to have a dedicated team member to add to this team because they're going to drive. I'll give you an example. We're averaging 250 leads per month from our spend. That means somebody in our practice has to follow up or handle 250 incoming calls and or forms every single month. 200 to 250 leads each month. So that means somebody, that's almost a full-time job just to manage the leads. And if you're gonna say, hey, just call my front office, I'm telling you, you'll have some success, but you won't have amazing success. And to share with you some bumps and hurdles I faced along the way. Initially, when I started this, I tried to have one person handle the phones and do the consults, and we were having results, but we weren't having the results we're having today. Now I've got two different people. I got a person handling the phones, and I got my treatment coordinator focused just on the consult and the sales follow-up. And we've seen that go up an arch and a half each month by doing that. It matters. That's 20 to 25 grand each month by having another team member. And the team member that's on the phone has a unique skill set, and the team member that handles the patient has a slightly different skill set. And we can train, and usually the marketing company that you work with will have training programs available for that. Okay, so that's how I've talked to you about in the past, the four critical keys to being successful as a dentist, the soft skills, the clinical skills, the infrastructure, and the patient attraction. That's how I've used those four foundational skills to level up and scale my full arch implant practice. The same things I want to teach you about general dentistry to cosmetic dentistry to foundational implant dentistry is the same stuff I'm using 24 years later in my full arch practice. The stuff just works. If you're ready to add some of this to your practice, please reach out. At 3D Dentist, our goal is to help you win at life. Thank you for listening this week. Hopefully this was helpful. Reach out to us on social media. Let us know how we can help. We want to help you out. Have a great day.